And hello, friend.
The important points here are the wind-up of the hips and body, the extension of the left arm, and the cock of the wrist, indicated by the angle between the left arm and the shaft of the club.
Oh, my goodness. In your life have you seen anything like that?
This crowd has gone deadly silent. Cinderella story, out of nowhere, a former greenskeeper now about to become the Masters champion.
McConnell Buick GMC presents Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Hello again, friends, and welcome to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show presented by our good buddies at McConnell Automotive, the number one GMC dealer in the state of Alabama. Let them show you why they're number one when you're ready to purchase your next vehicle. Be sure and visit McConnellAutomotive.com. This is where we talk golf first, right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen as we are broadcasting live from our McConnell Automotive Bridgestone Golf Studios today, located at the Timber Creek Golf Club driving range, powered by Top Tracer Technology in Daphne, Alabama. And glad to have this guy hanging out with me. My good friend, we call him the big guy. We call him the Raging Cajun. He is the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, our good friend Rob Bradley. Rob, how you doing, my brother?
Randy, I'm doing really well. We've had a lot of excitement around here, big golf tournaments, and the Top Tracer was filled last night, so a lot of good things happening.
I'll tell you what, you hear the wind whipping behind us as we're out here. And we're going to talk about this Top Tracer technology for sure, but it is a little windy out. We'll get past it.
That's right.
Everybody just hold on.
Hang tight.
All right, for sure. Well, when you hear that right there, you know that we have got a big lineup for you today on our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line. Coming up in just a few moments, the director of the Fellowship of Christian Athletes for South Alabama, Dennis Hayford, is going to be on with us to tell us about the annual golf tournament that is coming up. It is filling up, so you want to take note. If you're trying to get in, he's going to explain in just moments. In our next segment, we'll go out to Arizona and speak with Mike Napoleon. He is the president and co-founder of Super Speed Golf. Now, you've seen this on TV, men's super speed golf training system, which is the perfect way to add up to 30 more yards to your drive. Mike's going to fill us in on how you can get yours, and hey, there's a code that will save you money. Any idea what that code name might be, Rob?
I just have a thought of what it might be, but I'm not going to say what it is.
Well, go ahead.
I'm not sure.
Okay. It's Randy.
Don't tell anybody, okay? I was thinking it might be something like that.
We're going to talk about that. It should be a lot of fun. And then at the bottom of the hour, our good friend, the general manager at Glen Lakes, David Musial. He is the professor of Golf for Dummies. Today's theme song for the tip, well, it comes from 1979, the Little River Band and Cool Change. So I'm interested to see what that's all about. Of course, we'll open up the phone lines at 251-343-0106. If you've got questions, comments, maybe you want a golf tip before you hit the links, Rob's going to be able to help you with that. Also, we'll be giving away some golf today. We'll get you caught up on the official world golf rankings along with the professional leaderboards. We'll tell you about some other golf tournaments coming up. So a lot to wrap into 1 hour. Don't blink your eyes. It is the fastest hour in radio. And now we go to our Jason Young State Farm Insurance Guest Line and welcome in our good friend Dennis Hayford with the FCA. Dennis, how you doing, my brother?
Sunday morning to you. Doing well.
Good, man. Glad to hear it. A little windy out here today, but you're hoping on May the 24th it's not so windy because you have got the annual Golf Classic, FCA Golf Classic, Spring Classic. Tell us a little bit about it.
Yeah, Randy, thanks for having me on this morning. It's our annual Golf Classic. It's a four-man scramble. It's a fun tournament. It's a good fundraiser for us, but it's also a competitive tournament in that it's a qualifier for our state tournament, which is held in the fall at FarmLinks. So if you're in the top four gross or net in our tournament, you qualify to play in that tournament where you can compete against good golf teams from Decatur, Huntsville, Birmingham, Montgomery, Dothan, all around the state. So, but it's a great fundraiser for Southern Alabama FCA, so we hope teams will sign up and come out and play.
You know, we've had you on quite a bit, Dennis, for sure, because we always love promoting this particular tournament as well. And the one thing that is very common each and every year is this, as great as the tournament is, it would be difficult to put together without some great sponsors.
Yes, Randy. Tal Vickers, Spring Hill Toyota, is our title sponsor. So grateful to him. John Thompson with Thompson Wealth Management is right up there as our lunch sponsor. And then we've got a number of great gold sponsors. Trinova, Morgan Ashurst, Randy Collins over at Eddie's Pawn. Just some great, generous men and women who have wrapped their arms around us and help us put on a great tournament.
Now, let me ask you this, Dennis. Visiting with Dennis Hayford with the FCA. Dennis, the morning, how are we looking? I know it's filling up quick. Are there some still available spots?
No, the morning is full. We have a morning flight. It starts at 8:30. Then we have an afternoon flight at 1:30. We only have spots available at the 1:30 slot.
Gotcha. And if someone wants to go ahead and jump in this before it fills up completely, how do they do it?
You can text me or call me this morning, 251-510-7024, or you can go to our website, southalabamafca.org, and register your team there. Consider a sponsorship. We have signed sponsors, whole sponsors, of course, gold sponsored, which is $1,500. Those are awesome too. So our website is southalabamafca.org, or my cell number is 251-510-7024.
You know, Dennis, also, if folks cannot play in the tournament, but they do want to donate because of the great cause that you do with the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, they can go to that same web address and donate as well?
Yes, sir. Everything you need, one of the tabs up at the top far right is donate. Or you can just go into our golf registration, and there'll be a number of ways to donate there if you want to do a whole sign or just sponsor, like you said. And if you can't play, that's cool too.
I got to tell you, folks, this guy right here, whether you want to play golf or not, you need to just go listen to him talk. The great motivator, that's what we call him, the great motivator. Dennis Hayford, the director of Fellowship of Christian Athletes for South Alabama. Dennis, you're the man. Great job as usual, and we look forward to seeing you on May 24th, my friend.
Yeah, thank you for your support, Randy, and for having me on. Have a great day.
All right, buddy. You too. Great guy right there. Dennis Hayford, director of Fellowship of Christian Athletes for South Alabama. He does an awesome, awesome job.
Yes, he does. He really does. And it's speaking to Dennis brings back some memories for me. Randy, I had a radio show for 4 years called Saints, Martyrs, and Athletes. And Dennis promoting the Fellowship of Christian Athletes, the commonality between the characteristics of being a great athlete and also a good person, they intertwine.
Yep.
You know, building good character, that's what Fellowship of Christian Athletes is about. Learning perseverance, forgiveness, you know, and a good golfer, if you hit a bad shot, you can't dwell on it. You got to forgive and move on. There's so many commonalities between the Christian lifestyle and also athleticism.
You know, Rob, if you want to be a better golfer, there's no better place to be right here at Timber Creek Driving Range. You got the Top Tracer technology. We've got about 30 seconds here. Explain the technology real quick.
Absolutely. The fastest and easiest way to explain it is the technology that you see on the PGA Tour on Saturdays and Sundays, where you see the tracking of the golf ball. It shows the launch angle, the apex point, the carry, the landing, the curvature. That's available in a practice session here. You just push that one button, but you also can play games, long drive, close to the pin. Go fish for the kids. It's awesome. But you can play Pebble Beach, Spyglass, Bethpage. You can play about 30 to 40 golf courses all over the country, all over the world.
There you go, man. It is really, really neat, and I encourage you, get out here. Hey, listen, if you're not, even if you're not a golfer, you want to come out and bring the family out here. It's a lot of fun, no doubt about it. All right, let's take a quick time out. When we come back, we'll visit with the president and co-founder of Super Speed Golf, Mike Napoleon. He is up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
Hi, this is Roger Maltby from NBC Sports. You're listening to Randy Bergen on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network. I am Randy Bergen, hanging out with me here at the Timber Creek Golf Club driving range powered by Top Tracer Technology. My good friend, the Raging Cage and the big guy, the spoiler, if you will, owner, general manager Rob Bradley, as it is just a little bit windy out here, but we're having fun, Rob. There is no question.
Well, you would think we were over at St. Andrews as opposed to right here in Daphne, Alabama, with that wind whipping. But it's another element of golf, and maybe we'll put in a wind shot here. So how to play a wind shot sometime during the show.
That'll be a great tip. That'll be a great tip, no doubt about it. Hey, let's go back to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in the president and co-founder of Super Speed Golf, Mike Napoleon. Mike, first, thank you for taking time to be with us, and I want to say how much I am enjoying my men's Super Speed Golf training system, which is the perfect way to add up to 30 more yards to my drive. I've gotten, I think the last measure was about 26, so I need 4 more yards to hit that 30 mark.
Awesome, Randy. Yeah, thanks for having me this morning, and those are great results. You know, we definitely see an improvement for everybody. I wouldn't say everybody gets 30 yards, but, I mean, 25, 26, that's an amazing result.
There is no question about it. And I'll tell you, Mike, I'm going to go straight for the jugular here because this is going to be a threefold question that I'd like for you to do a couple things. One, explain what super speed training is, the science behind overspeed training, and tell us how it works.
Sounds good. We got like 2 hours. No, I'm just kidding. It's actually really simple. It's kind of the opposite of what traditionally people have done with, like, a warm-up donut on a baseball bat, right? Like, if you swing something heavier or something that has more resistance, it actually, you can't swing it as fast, right? Because it's heavier, it makes you move a little bit slower. Well, what we've found in our research is that your brain remembers how fast your body moves. Right? So if you can make the body move faster during something it already knows how to do, your brain actually starts to expect your body to move at that faster speed. That's all super speed does. It actually uses lighter weight clubs that you're able to swing significantly faster than your normal golf swing. And in just a very short amount of time, your brain remembers that faster speed, starts to expect it, and you create a lot more swing speed. And as we know, you know, swing speed's the number one thing when it comes to creating more distance off the tee.
Yeah, there's absolutely no question about that. Visiting with Mike Napoleon, president and co-founder of Super Speed Golf. Let me ask you this. Why does, as I've been training through this, one of the questions that was asked of me is, why does super speed training include non-dominant swings?
Yeah, so that's a really cool question. There's actually been tons of information out on the internet about that now too. We have a great like 40-minute video that I did with a biomechanics professor out in Utah named Tyler Standiford, where we talk about the benefits of non-dominant training. The way I would answer that is this: like, if you went into the gym and you were trying to, let's say, get stronger, would you ever like just train your right arm and not your left? Like, it doesn't make any sense when you talk about it in just about any other sport that you're dealing with or any other type of training. What we find is that training a player on the non-dominant side has a number of very positive factors. The biggest one is it activates a lot of muscles that player wasn't typically using during the motion of their golf swing. Those muscles actually become a lot of the ones that help stabilize rotational speed in the swing and help that player end up swinging faster. We're also finding that player having to actually go through the process of
I mean, learning what it feels like to swing in the opposite direction, learning what it feels like to sequence in the opposite direction, that tends to have a lot of crossover training that becomes extremely effective when they go back to their dominant side golf swing.
And that makes, I mean, it makes perfect sense completely. Now one of the things that I really enjoyed about my, and I'm still working with them, obviously, but, is that, that training that comes with it. Okay. It's not just me. You got videos. Go in a little depth on that you're not just doing this by yourself. You get some training videos and all that as well.
No, I think that's one of the things that's probably separated our product from a lot of other training aids. In the marketplace, and honestly, I think it's the most important part of our entire company, is the training that we're able to do with the product. I mean, I'm a golf coach, you know, PGA professional by trade, and I was a golf coach long before I, you know, developed any type of training aid product. And I think one of the things that was always very important to us as coaches was making sure that our players had a very detailed practice plan to actually get better. You know, I can show you what you should be doing, but if I can't show you how to get there, you know, what's the point, right? So with the Super Speed training, there's a very detailed set of training protocols, and those training protocols are progressive and they get harder and they help you continue to grow with the product for years. And we have those training products or the training protocols organized and grouped into different, like, seasons worth of training. So that, you know, when you buy a Super Speed set, yes, you're getting three Super Speed clubs that are specifically weighted, but what you're really getting is years worth of training that's going to help you actually swing faster and realize those gains out on the golf course.
And I tell you, it just makes perfect sense. Visiting with the president and co-founder of Super Speed Golf, our friend Mike Napoleon. Rob, I know you got a question.
Yeah, Mike, one of my observations in what you're saying, which brings a lot of legitimacy to your product, is the balanced approach between swinging on the left side and then also on the right side. There's a lot of studies done in the 90s where professional athletes were getting injured because they were just focusing on their training on the one side, like if they were right-handed versus someone that was left-handed. Comes to mind Jack Nicklaus, one of the most notable, with the fact that he had a hip injury because of swinging in the one direction all his life. If I remember correctly, it was Dr. Petey Oscoscu out in California that had him actually start to stretch and exercise to make sure that he would go in the other direction to offer balance. So your product helps with that greatly.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I've been very involved with the guys out at DPI and our own coaching when we were working with a lot of players individually. Always we were looking at the fitness side of how this all works. And I think golf fitness has come a long way in even the last, you know, 30 years, that we know a lot more about how the body affects the golf swing. One thing we know for sure, and it doesn't matter if you're playing golf or any other sport, if it's a sport that has like a very dominant sided motion, like golf, you're out there and you're swinging one direction a lot, you know, that tends to put a lot of stress on, you know, different parts of the body. You know, I mean, how many golfers out there get done with a round and like the, you know, their lower right back is aching a little bit? And a lot of that's because of the way we rotate through in the golf swing. You know, allowing that player to swing in the opposite direction, again, it activates muscles. They're going to help stabilize that motion on the dominant side. And, yeah, I mean, I think there's a big actual injury risk reduction when you start to train better and start to train your whole body instead of just swinging one direction all the time.
Mike, visiting with Mike Napoleon, president and co-founder of Super Speed Golf, which you can check out online at superspeedgolf.com. You can shop there. Got a lot of product in there. One of the things that I like too, Mike, is the fact that with the training system that I got was also a launch monitor, which helped out tremendously.
Yeah, so we partnered with PRGR, who's a company out of Japan that's made actually some really high-end golf clubs and wedges for a long time, but they also make an amazing consumer-level launch monitor. You know, I mean, obviously, if you're a tour player and you have a TrackMan, that's great, right? But, you know, if you're not going to spend $25,000 on a launch monitor, the PRGR is about $230, and it can measure your club speed, ball speed, give you, you know, how far you're hitting the club, and it can do all that with or without hitting a ball, which is great for our training. So we like to we like to bundle that, right? It's a separate product. You don't have to buy that to do the speed training, but if you do have it, it allows you to get, you know, really good instantaneous feedback of, you know, what is actually making you swing faster. And I think that's important when you do the training, right? Because you might take a swing and grip really tight and tense up and try to go really hard at it, and you look down at the launch monitor, and that swing actually got slower. So that immediately tells the player, that's not what I need to do to get faster. And then the next one that sequences a little better, maybe they use the ground a little better, whatever happens, you know, whatever the feel was that they got on that next swing, when they look down and it's 5 miles an hour faster, now you're learning what it feels like to actually make your body move faster during the golf swing. So that kind of discovery learning process is a really important thing to Super Speed Golf, and honestly, it was always a really important thing for my players when I was coaching as well.
I got to tell you, it really is a neat thing. You know, Rob, I was telling you this morning that I had the opportunity to come out here and play in your little nine-hole scramble on Wednesday, and I hit the ball better than I've hit it in 5 years.
Yeah,
okay?
And you haven't been playing much.
And I haven't been playing much. I've been working on this, not playing, but working on this, and felt so comfortable with it. By the way, we're doing something for you. If you would like to get a set of the speed, Super Speed Golf training system, if you'd like to get that, we have a code that you can go in when you order. Just put in that code Randy and you're going to get a nice percentage off. Okay,
that's nice.
Check it out for sure, and order yours today. I will tell you, it will improve your game. One of the things too, and Mike, we've got about a minute here, is it's not just us saying this. You've got hundreds of pros, professionals, that are using this Super Speed Golf.
Yeah, we stopped counting when we got over 700, but it's a good majority of the professional golfers in the world have incorporated Super Speed Golf and speed training into their daily regimen. It's just part of their routines now, which I think that's a really fun contribution that we've made to the game of golf, and it's really fun to watch those guys bomb it off the tee.
No doubt about it. Mike, I want to tell you, thank you for taking time to be with us. We're going to have you back on because this is a neat product, and if you're looking to really – maybe increase your golf swing by 5 to 8%, you can do it with this training system right here. It has certainly helped me, and we want more folks using this Super Speed Golf training system. So thank you for taking time to be with us. We know it's a little early where you are, but hopefully you'll come back real soon and we'll talk more about it.
Absolutely, Randy. Anytime you want. Love doing this kind of stuff and spreading the word about helping people get faster.
All right. Thank you so much. Mike Napoleon, president and co-founder of Super Speed Golf. All right. We'll take a quick timeout when we come back. Golf for Dummies, the professor, David Musial. He is up next right here on Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show.
One of the things that led me to Bridgestone was I was playing golf with Tiger Woods. He was playing the Tour BXS.
I was currently playing a competitor of yours, and the greens were firm, and he lands this thing on the green and then just stops like this.
I noticed then that there was a big difference between my ball and his ball, and I knew that he was playing a far more superior golf ball to me. That's what I find most about the Tour BX for me. I found a lot more consistency in not only the drives, but I found consistency around the greens too. Yeah, consistency is huge for me.
I chose Bridgestone Golf for the innovation, performance, and quality. I play this ball because it feels like cheating without breaking the rules.
And we welcome you back to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show right here on the Golf Broadcast Network, broadcasting live today from the Timber Creek Golf Club driving range powered by Top Tracer Golf. Glad to have you on board with us. If you're along the Gulf Coast of Alabama, Mississippi, and the Emerald Coast of Florida, you got us tuned in to FM Talk 106.5. Glad to have you here with us. And then those folks in Birmingham, you're in Montgomery, Auburn, beautiful Lake Martin, Sylacauga, Talladega, that whole central Alabama area, Prattville, Deetsville, all of y'all up there, we appreciate you tuning in to Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Hanging out with me, the owner and general manager here at Timber Creek, our good friend, Rob Bradley. Rob, it had felt like there for just a second that we were in somewhat of a hurricane.
Yes.
But it has died down just a little bit.
It's like we're filming from the home of golf, St. Andrews.
That's right. Hey, I got to mention real quick, I know there's a good buddy of ours, Sandy, who's about to throw some meat on the grill.
Ooh.
It is windy. It is windy out there, Sandy, so be careful with that fire.
Lay
by
down
the way,
wind.
Absolutely. And I do want to mention real quick, a big shout out and say thanks to all the folks that have come over to Boom's Thai Kitchen at the Fort in Spanish Fort. We appreciate you so much. We hope that you've enjoyed the food. If you've not been there, you need to come by and check out Boom's Thai Kitchen. She is putting love in every dish that she makes, and we've had so many folks that have been just elaborated over the quality of the food, the freshness, and how good she's been cooking it. So
come check it out. The word's out because all my staff, I was looking for them the other day. Where were they? Over your place. They were all eating over there. And if you haven't eaten Boom's food, no kidding, it is the best Thai food in the area.
There's no doubt.
It is absolutely phenomenal, and it's all freshly made, handmade, and rumor has it you might even see Randy over there.
Yeah. I'm the one that says, thank you. What would you like to order? No, come check it out for sure.
Please do.
She's doing a great job over at the Fort if you're down here in South Baldwin County, Central Baldwin County. All right, let's go to our Jason Young, State Farm Insurance guest line, and welcome in a good friend of ours. We call him the Professor of Golf for Dummies. He's the general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley, Alabama, David Musial. Big D, how you doing, brother?
Doing great, Randy. Hope you and Rob are doing well today. We've got a hot, muggy day at Glen Lakes. Got a lot of golfers on the course, and hope you have a lot of them up there at Timber Creek. But had a busy week, a lot of golfers playing, and high school season is things moving into sub-state, past the sectionals, and we've got some local players that are advancing. A lot of excitement right now for golf, and I hope you guys are having a good day.
Yeah, and real quick, I know we're going to get to Golf for Dummies here in just a moment, but let me just mention for the high schoolers in 7A, Fairhope and Baker boys, Mary Montgomery and Daphne girls, in 6A, boys and girls from Spanish Fort, McGill Tulin, Gulf Shores, along with St. Paul's boys and UMS Wright girls, in 5A, boys from UMS Wright, 4A and 5A girls, St. Paul's. Let's see, 3A, boys from Bayside, and 1 through 3A, the girls Mobile Christian and Bayside, along with Allison Bell from Cottage Hill Christian. Of course, 1 and 2A boys, Orange Beach, they're down there as well. And I guess St. Luke's, you got a young man from St. Luke's, Arthur Green, has qualified for sub-state as well.
Yeah, we've got some good local players at Foley High School, number one player that Devin Caudill qualified in 7A, going to Moores Mill to qualify. And then we had Orange Beach as boys team, and then also Arthur Green from St. Luke. So some good young players from our area that are moving forward, and we wish them well in the sub-state.
All right, well, let's do this real quick. We're going to go back to 1979. Here's a little of the Little River Band and Cool Change. That is the theme song for the tip today, and it goes something like this, if you have forgotten. All right, D, take it away. It's yours.
All right, when a PGA Tour player makes an equipment change, is it about endorsement money or is it about the equipment? Well, sometimes it's both. Most notably, John Rahm was number two in the world when he switched from TaylorMade to Callaway Golf. Well, that sounds kind of risky, but just this weekend, he's ranked number one in driving distance with his Callaway driver and also in accuracy. Brooks Koepka made the move to Cleveland Trixon, but he hasn't quite found his groove yet, missing the cut at Augusta, but we're still early in the year. Jason Day recently switched to the Bridgestone golf ball, citing better distance and better control, so we'll see where that leads him. And then we have one, Scottie Scheffler, who was one of the few PGA Tour players that started on the PGA Tour that did not have a sponsor. Well, he made the move to TaylorMade Golf, and you see what that's done for him. Well, interestingly enough, TaylorMade acquired Max Fly and Adams, Callaway the same with Hogan, Top Flight, and Odyssey. Titleist took Cobra, then Cobra left and went with Puma. Cleveland went to Strixon. And Nike quit making golf clubs altogether because Tiger Woods was out for such a long period of time that they kind of lost their momentum. But they're still strong in the shoe department and also in apparel, as you see many on the PGA Tour. But if your golf clubs are more than 5 years old, you need to try the latest technology. You need to check out a local demo day in your area and I think that you will enjoy making a cool change. Get rid of that old crap that you're playing. Find something that's more forgiving. Find something that looks cool and make that cool change in 2022. I am David Musial, and that was Golf for Dummies.
David, oh my goodness. What another great one, man. You just keep coming out. You keep pumping them out. You're like the Beatles, man. You just keep pumping them out. Number ones every time.
We had Callaway Demo Day on Friday, and we will have another one June 10th. And the excitement for golf equipment is really out there. That they've got a lot of good product out there, not just Callaway, but TaylorMade, Bridgestone. There's a lot of good product out there, and it's a good time if you have not been tried some of the new equipment to make a change. There's a lot of good product out there, good shaft difference in shafts, lofts, as far as configurations, draw, open bias, different things to help you play better golf. But I just want everybody out there to try some of the new technology, because it is a lot better if you've been playing old equipment.
Well, you made a comment just a few moments ago about why some of the professionals change. I think a lot of it has to do with money, but listen, if they're not winning tournaments with the product that they have changed to, that's going to cause a problem. So they obviously have checked out the new equipment or the company that they're going with to ensure that they're going to like it, because they're not just going to go change and then take a Scottie Scheffler, for example, or John Rahm, who changes to Callaway. If Callaway is not producing the type of product that he wants, he's not going to stay with that. Even making the kind of money that he would make. What do you think?
Oh, without a doubt. I think that they've got to feel that it's going to do something to enhance their game. I think that if there is, someone is that level in their career, these young tour stars, that to make a change when they're playing that well, that it does have to be there. And you can see with as competitive as Tiger Woods is, even with the money out there, he's going to play with what he thinks he can play best with. They may have to make some enhancements or have something in research and development to suit his characteristics. But without a doubt, these guys have to be confident in what they have, what they're staying over that golf ball.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. Visiting with David Musial, general manager at Glen Lakes Golf Club in Foley. He is our Golf for Dummies professor. Rob?
Yeah, and I just an observation, David. The majority of the players that you and I interact with on a daily basis, they're actually just losing distance as they get older, and that's their major frustration. That's probably the most often question that you and I get is, gosh, pro, how can I regain that distance that I'm losing? And club fitting is probably the best answer. They're probably having the wrong shafts and the wrong lies and the wrong lengths and all that good stuff. So good thing I think Dave and I would do is promote going to see your local PGA professional and have them advise you on various shafts and various clubs that would fit your specific game.
I think without a doubt, and this goes way back when I was in my first business school back, almost 30 years ago, that Barney Adams, the founder of Adams Golf, that we were talking about shaft flexes, and this goes way back. He said, if you hit it 150 yards with a 7-iron, then you probably need a stiff. If you're under 150 with a 7-iron, you probably need a regular. How far have things come since then? I mean, as far as different kick points, shaft flexes, materials, all the different things out there, and there's a lot of things out there to help you to find that, give you the best performance.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. All right, hey, Dave, before we get out of here real quick, let's turn and talk a little football. Of course, this is where we talk golf first, but we're going to talk some other sports, the NFL draft. I know you keep a close eye on that, especially when the first pick in the draft, a young man from Georgia, big boy, 6'5", 272, Trevon Walker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you got your trivia question today is who has the most NFL players picked from their school in the first 7 rounds? What college?
Alabama.
The Georgia Bulldogs. Now he's overtaken.
I knew where he was taking
you
us.
You knew where that was going. Yeah. You knew where that was going.
And that also means you've got to retool also.
That's exactly right. But I thought it very interesting that the first 5 on the defense. That's never happened before, has it?
First time ever. Yeah. I like that. Kind of hoping that's watching a little bit for the Saints, hoping that they would pick up a quarterback. But a lot of interesting things there. You see a lot of good offensive linemen taken. You see a lot, on both sides of the ball as far as linemen from Alabama and Georgia. And, that just tells you the strength of the SEC there. Yeah, they have the best offensive and defensive lines the SEC does of any conference. But, There should be a lot of excitement. Interesting with Trayvon Walker going to the Jaguars to see if they can get things together.
Yeah, it will be. It will be. All right, Dave, somebody wants to set up a tee time out there at Glen Lakes. How do they do it?
All right, give us a call, 251-955-1220. Golf course is in fantastic shape. Greens are rolling well, getting a lot of play on the golf course. And if you haven't played at Glen Lakes, we look forward to having you come out.
As always, a great Golf for Dummies. David, we look forward to talking with you again real soon. Have a great weekend, and I can't wait to see what the next one is. Again, I got to do this. I told you I'm going to put together this library for you.
Yeah.
Of all of your Golf for Dummies. I'm working on it, but
he's very good.
Boomstyle Kitchen has taken over. a lot of my time.
Randy Food and Golf.
Maybe we could do a golf tip in a cookie.
There you go.
In the spring roll.
There you go. And have the cookie a little golf ball.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
Look at that. Somebody going to take that and make $1 million.
How about you, bro?
Oh, my goodness. All right, Dave. Have a good one, bro. We'll talk with you real soon, all right?
All right, guys. Appreciate you having me on. Everybody get out and play some golf.
Take care, David.
David
Musial, general manager at Glen Lakes, our Golf for Dummies professor. He's good. He comes up with some goodness. I gotta do that. Yeah.
He is very good at that.
And he's a music aficionado.
Absolutely.
So I tell you what, if you have a favorite song, if you would like to email randy@southernfairwaysgolf.com, you send me the song. I'm going to send it to David and see what kind of tip he can come out with it.
Ooh,
how about
that's
that? A little challenge there. There you go.
And then maybe if you do that and you are picked, we'll give you a prize.
How about that? As a matter of fact, we're going to give away some golf here in just a little bit.
That sounds
okay. 251-343-0106 is how you will be able to win in this next segment. We'll give away some golf. Maybe some top tracer hours as well.
Oh, well, we can do that.
If you got a favorite song,
yep,
and you want David to get a tip from that song.
And you win.
We use it. Then we got a prize for you.
That's it.
How about that? All right. You can send that to me, Randy at southernfairwaysgolf.com. that would be pretty cool. That'd be pretty cool. All right. Hey, coming up in the next segment, we're going to give away some golf, but we're going to get you caught up on the leaderboards. We'll get you caught up on the official world golf rankings. A lot going on. We'll talk a little bit about the Top Tracer technology out here. You've got a tournament that's coming up real soon. I've got some other tournaments that I want to share
good
with
cause.
You. So a lot of good things, man. A lot of good things. All right. 251-343-0106. That is how you will win some free golf and bay hours here at Top Tracer Technology on the driving range at Timber Creek. Don't go anywhere. More Southern Fairways Golf right after this.
It's time for your leaderboard update, brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and by the GCGA Tour.
That young lady right there makes some fantastic crunchy corn at Boomstyle Kitchen. Check it out. All right, the Corn Ferry Tour is in Alabama, more specifically the beautiful Ledges Golf Course in Huntsville, Alabama. As a 25-year-old from Australia, Harrison Endicott enters the final round with a 5-stroke lead at 16 under. Former LSU Tiger from England, Ben Taylor, in second place, 5 back at 11 under. Mobile's Robbie Shelton, he is underway, and let me see where he is. I'll get you caught up on him in just a second, I believe. He is he's even through 8 right now. So that puts him at 4 under for the tournament so far. And a blast from the past, 48-year-old Heath Slocum. Well, he missed the cut at 7 over. The DP World Tour in Spain for the Cataluna Championship. The 37-year-old South African Oliver Becker was leading the charge at 3 under. We will get you caught back up on that as well. The PGA Tour Champions finish at the Woodlands, Texas today. Steve Stricker, who has battled back from some serious health issues, along with Steve Elker, who won the Rapiscan Systems Classic a few weeks ago in Mississippi, and Brant Jobe, all at 12 under. Notables, my man Freddie Couples sits at a T12 at 5 under, and our buddy Pensacola's Joe Durant, a T24 at 3 under. The LPGA playing near Long Beach, California at the Palos Verdes Golf Club, where two young ladies from Australia sit atop the leaderboard. Hannah Green is at 8 under and just 1 back. The awesome Lydia Ko at 7 under. And the PGA playing in Mexico at the Greg Norman Signature Course in Puerto Vallarta. It is the 2022 Mexican Open. World number 2, John Rahm, has the lead at 15 under. Cameron Chimp and Kurt Kitayama, 2 back at 13 under. A reminder, the GCGA Tour back in action Sunday, May the 15th at Kraft Farms. Cypress Bend, of course, is the one we'll be playing. Got to say congrats to Ben Kuntz, who picks up his first GCGA Tour victory last week at Tiger Point. If you would like to join us, go to GCGATour.com to find out more information and to register. GCGATour.com. Come on, it's your tour. There you go. You are now officially up to date on the happenings in the golf world. That is your leaderboard update brought to you by Bridgestone Golf and the GCGA Tour. A lot going on in the world of golf there, my friend.
There really is. It's exciting. I'm enjoying the show as always, and the diversity of the guests is outstanding, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there's no doubt that we got a lot of folks this year. We're making a lot of changes. There's going to be some really neat things happening. We've been talking about them. We're building toward those.
Yes.
So we're excited about it for sure. Hey, I do want to remind you that the Locals special is back. Locals can play Kraft Farms for $65 or Peninsula for $75. It's the 2022. They've got some great specials for our Locals. Again, you can play Kraft Farms for $65, Peninsula for $75. For tee times, call Kraft Farms at 251-968-3002, or you can call Peninsula. See our buddy down there, Anthony Vaughn, 251-968-8009. As I mentioned, we'll be back down there on the 15th at Kraft Farms. So always love going down there, seeing Ryan Mello and Bill and all the folks down there. They do a great job, just as you do right here.
Well, thank you so much. That's very kind of you. But we also enjoy our friends down there at the golf. They have some really nice facilities and very good golf pros and nice operations.
No question about it. Let's see here. I did want to get you caught up real quick. It looks like there was Oliver Becker, I said, was leading. He went into a playoff with a young man from Spain, and we'll see how that turns out.
Okay.
But that was on the DP World Championship.
Hey, did you see those legends yesterday?
I did. I was going to mention that. Thank you for doing that. There were four teams, four on each team. And whenever you have Lee Trevino, the Black Knight, Gary Player, the Golden Bear, Jack Nicklaus, and Annika Sorenstam on a team.
Oh, my God.
You
got to
think they're going to win. They were called the majors team, right?
Yeah. Yep.
And they go into the 18th hole tied at 6-under. And who makes the winning putt for birdie? Who do you expect?
Did that give you goosebumps?
It really did, I'll tell you, though.
All the memories of the times that you've seen that over the years of Nicklaus raising that putter up and just sinking that winning putt. And here he does it at that great age of, I don't know, somewhere in the 80s.
Yeah, and you look at Gary Player, who's 86 and, you know, just fit as a fiddle.
That's impressive.
He was piping it out there. Lee Trevino was piping it out there a little bit. But Jack looked like he's getting old.
You know, it was nostalgic. You couldn't help but think of all the times that we've got to see the great Jack Nicklaus and all those other legends, including Annika. My God. To me, and I'll just throw this out there, I think Annika's one of the greatest players that's ever played the game. And she has like 74 wins, I think. And she took basically a sabbatical for the last 5 years. So she's one of the best ever.
Yeah, she has started playing a little bit more. She's gotten really involved in the one that Bobby officiates up at Lake Tahoe, the American Century Celebrity Classic.
Yes.
And she got back into that, and I think the competitive juices started happening. She was down at played a little bit down in the Orlando, which she lives at Lake Nona. But she's it's good to see her back out. I got to be honest with you.
It's good for golf.
Absolutely. Let me go ahead and give you the official world golf rankings right now. Scottie Scheffler remains number one. John Rahm is two. Colin Morikawa, three. Cameron Smith is number four. Patrick Cantlay drops to five. Victor Hovland drops to six. Roy McIlroy, he remains number seven. Justin Thomas remains eighth. Jordan Spieth moves up to ninth. And to round out your top ten, Dustin Johnson drops from nine to ten. Sam Burns, right there knocking on the doors. He is at number 11. For the women, the top ten there, you've got, Jin Young Ko from Korea, Nelly Korda from the USA, New Zealand's Lydia Ko is third, Minji Lee from Australia is fourth, the young lady from Thailand, we call her AT, Okay, we won't even see. We won't even try to pronounce
that's
that.
Good.
Okay,
I like that. It's a good idea.
Number six is Nasa Hodioka. She is number six. Lexi Thomas, seventh. Hojo Kim is eighth. NB Park is ninth. And Danielle Kang drops to number 10. So there you go. You are now officially up to date on the official World Golf rankings for both the men and women. Want to remind you, too, coming up this week at Quail Creek, the first annual JTC Legacy Golf Tournament that happens on Friday, May the 6th. We're going to be playing in that. It's a great cause. This is for Jackson Clark, who passed away at a very young age with testicular cancer, which is something they're trying to make everyone aware of. If you have a young man, if you're between the ages of 15 and 35, you need to get this tested because it is treatable. It is treatable if you catch it. If you wait too late, though, it's untreatable. So you need to check it out. But it's a great cause. Bobby Clark and his whole family putting this Jackson Clark Foundation together, the JTC Legacy Golf Tournament. There's just a little bit left. There's a few avails left. Yep, a few spots left. So if you're interested, be sure and check it out. You can go to charitygolftoday.com/JT Legacy, or you can give the guys out there at Quail Creek a call. Bobby will get you fixed up. Want to mention real quick before we get out of here, too, Joey Johnson, the publisher of our magazine, Southern Fairways, has done an outstanding job with the spring edition of the magazine.
Beautiful
the Georgia
edition.
Golf Trail. Yeah, we've partnered up with the Georgia Golf Trail, Doug Hollinsworth, we're excited about
that's
it.
That's a magnificent facility. I happened to be with you when we had him on, and oh my gosh, what a beautiful destination that sounds like.
Yeah, they've got a lot of them, but you can check it out. You can go online to southernfairwaysgolf.com and check out the digital version, or you can pick one up at most any golf course around the South right now. All right, Rob, we're just about out of time.
You want to give away something?
Yeah, we got to. Okay, hey, we got to give away something. All right, let's do this. What you want to give away? Some bay
time? Absolutely. Right. Let's give away 2 hours.
All right, 2 hours of bay time here at Top Tracer Technology at Timber Creek Driving Range, 251-343-0106. We'll take the second phone call. We'll make it quick, 251-343-0106. 2 hours out here on Top Tracer. This is like Top Golf, okay? It is a ton of fun. So make the call, 251-343-0106. Also, we're going to give away a 5-pack. We'll take the fourth phone call at 251-343, a 5-pack to Glen Lakes. Today's opening day. We had David on earlier, but the Glen Lakes pool social memberships are available. Check
that
it out.
Nice.
And you can do that, and we'll take the fourth phone call there too. All right, 251-343-0106 is how you can be a winner this day. All right, Rob, I told you it was the fastest hour in radio, and one more tournament that we want to talk about.
Yes, and I'll tell you what, guys, our law enforcement needs your support more than ever. It's the Spanish Fort Law Enforcement Foundation Golf Tournament. We're going to host it here May the 7th. If you have an interest in playing or just making a donation, you can call 251-591-2157. Ask for Terry. He's the one that's hosting it, and we look forward to having you. Make that call today.
Very good. Very good. All right. That wraps up this hour of Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show. Congratulations to our winners. And, Rob, thanks for hosting us out here. A lot of fun today in the hurricane that we have been broadcasting this day.
Well, I'll tell you what, old friend, I enjoyed it. Thanks for having me.
That's always fun, no doubt about it. All right, we'll be back again with you next week. Hey, be sure and check us out, too, on the Prep Sports Report, Saturday mornings, 8 a.m. on the same stations. All right, for our producers, Charlie Moss and Philip Bush, for Rob Bradley and the whole staff here at Southern Fairways Golf Radio Show, remember, hit a knee, say a prayer, God bless America. I'm Randy Bergen. We'll see you next week right here on the same time, same channels. Bye-bye.